You're not a microphone.
Woe to you, O Earth and Sea.
It's the Hot
Nation.
USA Podcast.
Welcome, bienvenue, ni hao, and for our friends up north, hey there, how's it going? Welcome to the year two of Hop Nation USA. This is the Hop Nation USA podcast, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Adam.
Hello.
And, extra special this week, starting off the new year, we have our friends from First Sip Brew Box back again, Dennis and Sammy. Say hello.
Howdy.
Hi.
They seem much more energetic than I do, and I have to apologize for that a little bit. And the reason I'm a little off tonight right now...
Lethargic?
Lethargic is a fine word for it, yes.
Yeah.
The reason I'm a little lethargic is I'm wondering why we're focusing in on the good folks of Minnesota.
I just said the folks up north. That could be, you know, parts of Canada as well.
I'm going with the Minnesotas.
Yeah, you want to go Minnesota. That's Minnesota. Minnesota.
That's borderline North Dakota, too.
It is. But I'm just kind of saying, hey, up north, everybody's kind of, hey, how's it going? How you doing?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
After that little confusion bit.
We're in good shape now.
That have lost our guests.
they're walking out the door now. We're sorry.
No, there's still beer.
We wanted to welcome them to year two of the Hop Nation USA podcast. And because they have new things going on with them, we have new things going on with us. So we figure we bring them back. And we brought them back for a hot, hot heat episode. Because this week, we're not necessarily doing beers all episode. We are going to try three hot sauces that are made with craft beer.
But don't worry, we do have craft beer on this episode. So yes. Don't worry, we're still maintaining.
Yes, we still do have craft beer on this episode.
We haven't gone completely rogue.
So being that we picked the Hot Hot Heat episode, and we're going to be trying hot sauces throughout the episode, what's a good way to cure the hot tongue there, Adam?
Well, usually, one of the best ways that I like to do it is hot fudge.
Okay.
Possibly marshmallows.
Okay.
Possibly milk.
All right. So you're talking just an ice cream sundae, I think.
Pretty much an ice cream sundae, yes. As a matter of fact, can we just go get ice cream sundaes after this episode?
Sure.
Yes.
Maybe. It might stave off the sting ring.
Yes.
With that in mind, though, the beer we picked for tonight is called the Imperial Chocolate Mudbank Milk Stout.
That sounds fantastic.
So it's got pretty much everything you mentioned except for marshmallows.
That's all right. I got some in the kitchen.
All right. But what we're looking at is a milk stout from Neshaminy Creek. They have a regular version of the Mudbank Milk Stout, but this one's their Imperial Chocolate version, and it clocks in at 9.1%.
It's a big hitter.
Yeah. It's a great big hitter. And no information on the IBUs. Not that they probably factor.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that at all. I mean, with a milk stout, if you're above 15, you're doing something.
Yeah. I do have some information that will make you happy, though, Adam.
Go on.
I do know what hops were used in the brewing process.
Say it. Say it.
Why don't you say it?
Say it. Is it the Fuggle?
It is the Fuggle.
Friggin' right. I love this beer already.
All right. Well, let's pop it open, and we'll get some tasters out. And after that, we'll move on to our very first hot sauce of the evening. Again, it's kind of hard to always describe stouts on this show, because right. They're all the same.
Right. It's sort of like Archer's, you know, turtlenecks.
Yeah.
It's either black or a darker black.
Right. I can remark that the head is kind of that cappuccino flavor rather than a beige or a tan. Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you that action.
Yeah.
And the head does stick around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you pour it in correctly, like perhaps the one...
Shut up, nerd. It's a weird glass, and I didn't...
I wasn't prepared for it. Don't yell at me.
On the nose, though, I get a lot of chocolate.
Same here. It's a good smelling beer.
Yeah.
I can dig on this.
Yeah. Something more to it, too.
I actually get a little coffee on the back. I don't know if, aroma-wise, I don't know if there's any coffee in there or that they reported.
Not that I have read on this giant, paragraph that's on the can. It seems like it's more just barley and caramel malt, a lot of flaked oats and everything. It just seems like they just doubled up on the regular Mudbank.
Fine by me.
Yeah.
Fine by me.
And added some chocolate to it.
I think it's time we try this bad boy.
Yeah, let's taste it.
All right. Mm. That is good.
That's very good. That's a very smooth, very full mouthfeel.
That's a thick beer.
That's what, it. It's a very thick beer.
What did you say
beer.
The ABV was?
9.1.
9.1. Mm-hmm. It's definitely drinking it's a like one. A 7.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It drinks super easy, but yeah, it's a 9.1. That's a thick beer, though. THICC, thick.
I like it, though. I'm digging on it. Huh? And you know what else I like on it? Those Fuggle hops.
Right. That you don't notice at all.
That's right. I live that Fuggle life.
Imperceptible.
Just knowing that they're there is good enough.
That's right. It warms the cockles.
Well, it seems like this is just pretty much an easy down the middle beer.
Well, to say down the middle, I think is.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's easy to review it because it's a good beer.
Right.
We don't have to really get too much into it. We'll come back to it at the end of the episode. Also, there's nothing to really compare it the rest of the episode either.
So this is the gold medal beer.
This is the beer. This is just to help our palates smooth out, calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we are going to be getting into some hot sauces.
The yin to the yang.
Exactly. So I'm going to turn it over to Dennis now and let him introduce the first hot sauce of the evening.
All right. Thanks a lot. So the first hot sauce we're dipping into is going to be an Asian Sriracha. I'm really excited about this guy. It's from a company out in Minnesota, actually.
Minnesota.
Happy that you guys brought that up originally. It's a company that's been partnered with us since we started our company, First Sip Brew Box. Been working with these guys. So I'm excited to go and try this out. This is a good one to start with. It's not going to overpower anything.
Right.
It's going to give you a little foreshadowing for the next two hot sauces we're going to be able to get into. So it's made with
a lager beer.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't tell you where, like what brewery it's from or anything, but it's a lager style.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
That's good because it shouldn't be very hoppy.
Right.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too hoppy, and if it's a sriracha, I'm guessing it's going to be more along the lines of, like, just kind of a light red pepper.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tangy. I mean, I want you guys to see it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. So while we prep everything, just for the people at home who can't see, we have a assortment of crackers and pretzels and cheeses.
We fancy.
Yeah, we fancy this episode to pair with our hot sauce so we're not just putting our fingers in hot sauce like a bunch of assholes.
Bunch of heathens.
Like what we almost did.
Right.
You guys are going to notice it's not going to hit you super hard. As far as heat goes, they focus a lot more on the flavor. You can pick up a little, little tang.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's tangy, almost a little bit vinegary in a way. It's not, it's actually, I would say, if you're comparing it to the classic Sriracha Rooster sauce, it's like even less on the heat scale than that, but I kind of enjoy it.
It's pleasant.
Yeah, it's a pleasant taste.
And honestly, when I saw it come out of the bottle the first time, I was kind of bracing myself a little bit, thinking it was going to be, you know, sort of a punch in the mouth kind of thing. Exact opposite. Very good, very light. I want to say very drinkable, but that's not quite the case on this one. Although you
force of habit.
It is. But no, this would definitely be a, not even an introductory hot sauce, but a come down hot sauce. Yeah. Where you're not trying to prove anything.
If you got wings and you like go to Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever, and they have like one pepper next to it, that's what this is. This is one pepper.
This is one pepper. That's one good pepper though. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're making a dish that's going to have, let's say you have family coming over, a wide variety of tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that's safe for everyone. You're still going to get a lot of good flavor.
Right.
This is, if you know what the new fun thing is, Adam, the yum-yum sauce.
Yes.
Basically just taking mayo and, hot sauce, mixing it together. This would make good yum-yum sauce.
Huh. All right.
I'm familiar with yum-yum sauce. I don't have to be for
it. It has a lot of names in the area as well. I think it's actually go-go sauce at Get-Go.
Oh,
go-go sauce?
Yeah.
Boom sauce at Sheetz?
Is that what it is?
I actually think Sheetz's boom boom sauce is different.
Okay.
I think that's like mustard with pepper flakes in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was the Get-Go name again?
Get-Go's just go-go sauce.
I just had it then, and it was amazing. So, I am quite familiar with it, and I would want to make it at home.
That's just lazy. Just call it go-go sauce.
Yeah.
This is lazy.
Get you going. Imagine the guy that came up with that. Bet you he got a raise.
I guarantee you he did.
You got to stay on brand, Adam. That's real important.
I feel like I should be going to the red light district if I'm getting go-go sauce.
You can definitely at least catch a migraine then.
So, as we've already been talking, we're here with our friends from First Sip Brew Box, and they were on an earlier episode. I can't remember the exact one. I believe it's 33.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, up in that area. Yeah. And they had brought beer jellies on that time, and they told us about their business. But I'm going to, again, turn it back to Dennis and Sammy and give them a chance to just talk about their business, what they do, what they provide, and anything else that's new with them. I know things are new, so what's new?
All right. Thanks so much. All right. So basically what we do, we run a craft beer subscription box company. We don't send out any beer. It's a legal thing. We focus more on the branding of the brewery, getting cool, unique swag, you know, t-shirts, koozies, coasters, pint glasses. Then we connect the brewery, the small local businesses that make cool things out of the beer, like different desserts, beer soap, beer candles, different things along those lines. And you get something new and cool every single month sent out to your house. Right now, we're shipping everywhere in the U.S., Canada, Brazil, and Ireland. So we have customers all over the place. So some of the new stuff that we're looking at, we just got done with our rebranding, making it more of a really unique experience for everyone out there that, you know, jumps in and wants to order a box. So you'll notice a really cool new logo, new box, new style, stickers, all kinds of things along those lines, as well as any upcoming events. I'm going to kick over to Sammy, and she's going to let you guys know what's coming out around the pike.
So locally around Pittsburgh, April 28th, we'll be at the Sorgles, the Barn of Sorgles. It's a pretty cool event. Get some Amish donuts while you come try out some hot sauce and beer jelly and other vendors that are there. In May, I believe it's May 19th, Pittsburgh's having their second annual Taco Festival, which is pretty cool.
Wait, there's a Taco Festival in Pittsburgh?
There's a Taco Festival in Pittsburgh.
I was not aware of that.
And it is delicious.
I will see you there.
There's usually about 15 to 20 vendors there for just taco vendors. And then they have some small little vendors, and they have a cool band going on. And I believe Hop Farm does the beer there.
Okay.
And then the Memorial weekend, we will be at another food truck event down at the Meadows Casino for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all day. And there should be about 50 food trucks there, a bunch of vendors, beer, wine, good stuff, good company, good music, and a good time. So that's kind of what we got going on in the next couple months here.
Yeah, so just jump on our Instagram at First Sip Brew Box, Facebook, just search First Sip Brew Box. We post all of the new events, a lot of cool upcoming craft beer news, brewery news, all kinds of stuff, so you guys can stay up to date for sure.
Awesome. We had the jelly and we've had the hot sauce now. We're trying that today. Is there any new like foodstuffs or anything that have come your way that you've...
Something new every single month. We also partner with a company that makes craft beer candy, you know, different lagers, stouts, hoppy flavors. We just found a company that does hoppy lollipops, which is definitely really interesting. It's like a sugary outside, but as you keep going, you're like, oh, there's no way this can taste like hops.
It does.
Oh boy, it punches you in the face.
It was like I was just eating a whole hop.
It was intense, but
delicious.
You gotta at least do it once. But it's mixed with sweetness, so it wasn't too. And I don't know what hop it was.
I say if it punched you in the mouth, it wasn't Fuggle. It wouldn't do you wrong like that.
It wouldn't hurt you like that.
It's a friendly hop.
We also partnered with a company out in Colorado that made hopped up coffee.
Yeah,
which was pretty cool. Oh. Dennis can tell you about that.
Yeah, they do a chocolate stout coffee, a pumpkin spice coffee, a black IPA coffee. All really good. So you're going to get a solid, bold coffee flavor. But you can taste, so for the chocolate stout, you can taste some of the chocolatey and the malts on the back end, which gives you a really strong, earthy taste. So it's honestly, it's delicious. I've now switched over to only drinking that coffee.
So they send that out as obviously ground up, I'm assuming.
Yes, it's already ground up and everything. We worked with them to get sample size bags that we're able to include in our boxes. And with the new website and everything that's currently being designed, it's going to be really easy for you to subscribe, and you can jump onto our store and actually order those little add-ons, and we'll ship everything out to you.
Okay.
Yep.
And you can buy those just like as one piece too?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Because
yep.
I think I definitely am going to have to get a new bag of coffee. I'm running low on my San Marcos White Russian, so I'm about due for something new.
It's time to upgrade.
Yeah.
Well, we're there for you, and we're only 15 minutes away from you guys.
Right. So, yeah, that is one of the nice things about you guys is that you are a local Pittsburgh startup business. And with that, you've also paired with a number of Pittsburgh breweries in the area. Can you give us an idea of, like, you know, who, well, we know. Give the audience an idea.
Absolutely. We've worked with Penn Brewery off and on, Allegheny City Brewing, Fury Brewing out in the, around the Irwin area.
Yeah. Shout out to them, by the way. They just celebrated a year.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Last weekend,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I like to think that we grew together.
Yeah. We didn't really do anything for a few years.
That's what I like to think it.
Okay. I was just like, Sam and I have been out there for tasters. And we don't frequent them that often. That's a bit of a drive for us.
Well, definitely a bit of a drive, but so worth it.
Yeah. If you're in the area, or if you just have a lazy Sunday, go check out Fury. They are good. Yeah.
The owners are great.
We
know them pretty well. Yeah. So, yeah.
Definitely helping out each other. And if you guys have any puppies or small mammals that you may have at home, Allegheny State Brewing is huge in letting your pets come. They actually do a lot with pet rescues and fundraisers and things like that as well. More, you know, regional breweries, we in Pennsylvania, Weibacher, Evil Genius, we've also worked with as well. Did I miss anyone else just in PA, Sammy? Oh, Southern Tier.
Southern Tier.
They are now open, if you guys don't know, down the North Shore.
I have spent more than a few evenings down there.
Oh, man, they really got me not too long ago. I forgot how high an ABV a lot of their stuff is.
Yeah, and since they're so good, they kind of sneak up on you?
Oh, they sure do.
They have one down there that really crept up on me, and I can't remember. I think it was like a Belgian of some sort.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Belgians usually do that.
Yeah, but it was really good, and it was actually pretty much on the sweet side. I wish I could remember the name. Okay. But yeah, definitely
I wish
a killer.
You could too, because I want to go try it.
Another killer by them, though.
Did I miss anyone else in PA, Sammy? Everyone else is all over the country.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's also cool, though, that you do get to get in touch with companies that are outside of our you know, kind of purview in the way, because then if you're in Pittsburgh, you can wind up getting stuff from Stone, right?
Right, or, absolutely. Yeah. Out of San Diego, California, Avery out of Boulder, Colorado, New Belgium, a lot of guys, you know, from all over the industry, small and big. We work with everyone.
Nice. So if you're listening, I know we might have some listeners that are in a small brewery right now. If you're listening, get in touch with Dennis and Sammy, and you can bring your brand to Pittsburgh.
We can all grow together.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, I think maybe we'll get back to this Asian garlic sriracha. Is that what it was? Or
just Asian sriracha.
Asian sriracha.
We have a garlic neck. So
okay. I'm jumping the gun. But yeah, we'll come back to this Asian sriracha made with a lager beer from, what is the company's name there, Dennis?
It's Swag Brewery.
Swag Brewery. Cool. What everybody think? I know what I think.
I think too. And I'm willing to share it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Me too. So yeah, I really liked it. I think it would be really good to like put on wings if you're going to like a party. Because the heat's so low.
Yes, it's an everybody sauce.
Yeah, it's very accessible for anybody. So like, yeah, it'd be really good for wings at a party or yum yum sauce.
Yeah.
That's where I'm sticking with.
This sauce is made for party mode.
That's right.
Which I'm always in.
Yeah. This is party sauce.
This is party sauce.
So with that, what do you say we take a quick break?
We'll come back with another hot sauce.
And clean bowls.
And clean bowls.
And clean bowls.
Pop Nation. Waste it. Should we drink it?
Oh, just shoot it, man.
Yeah, shoot it if you want. No. It's not going to hurt you.
God, yeah. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not your doctor.
I'm not.
You do it at home.
Okay.
I will scoop it up as much as I can.
We'll be right back, Hop Nation. Check this out. There's a Seattle company called DeVore that enables discovery of new and exciting beers and breweries. DeVore gets the best independent beer from literally around the world. Denmark, New Zealand, Belgium, and of course, everywhere in the U.S. The app is incredibly simple to use to get some ridiculously good beers delivered right to your door.
Welcome back to segment 2, Hop Nation. We're here with our friends from First Sip Brew Box, Dennis and Sammy, and we're ready for a brand new hot sauce. And I'm going to turn it to Dennis to let us know what the hot sauce is.
All right. Really excited about this one. It's the Garlic Serrano. This is Sammy's personal favorite.
Sure
it's actually made from a farmhouse ale. So I'm really excited to go ahead and have you guys try this. I'm going to love to see that first expression on your face. And it's not going to super cure you with heat, but it's going to love you with kindness and give you a lot of good good flavor there. And it's even packing a whopping 4% vitamin C, which would help save off scurvy if we have any folks listening to this on the high seas.
Is that better or worse than a spruce beer, I wonder?
I don't know. What if we combine the two?
No, that's probably gross. Let's not get gross with it.
We could, though.
I want to get gross on seeing how good this garlic
let's start with that.
Hot sauce is.
All right. We now, have a centralized distribution of hot sauce now.
I will say farmhouse ales are not my preferred style, but I have had some really good ones, so I'm interested in how this is going to work.
So this one is definitely taking a different tact than the Asian Sriracha. This one's definitely got a lot more. The first word that came to mind for me was zing. This one's got zing to it.
I think it has pop. it pops up on you because it's pretty mellow at first.
Yes.
And then it has a real bright pop of spice.
It calls you in with that garlic.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this will be good. This will be, you know, kind of an easy one. Mm-hmm. And bam.
Yeah, there's definitely like a lot of garlic up front. It has that real pop of, you know, heat and spice. Mm-hmm. And then, unlike the first one, I didn't really taste any beerness to it.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I do definitely sense, like, the farmhouse kind of...
Yeah, that almost saison-ish.
Yeah, yeah. Much more of a saison in a way for me. I was just like, that tastes like a farmhouse, but I didn't hate it because it was with other things.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's complimenting.
Yeah, yeah. But you definitely taste, like, kind of the hopness and the floralness of it. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting.
And this one also definitely has an afterbite to it in terms of it's still got a little bit of heat residue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it hangs around a lot longer. Yeah.
The Asian Sriracha just kind of came in, got right back out.
Yeah.
We were done. This one, it's sticking around.
Yeah, I think they definitely used a lot more serrano pepper in this than the Sriracha probably used red pepper.
This gives you the hot mouth.
It was really good, though.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this one.
About it.
Absolutely. Good. Some good recipes. You use it on wings, you know, pizza, whatever you want to use it for. Hummus. Yeah, we made some.
I made homemade hummus.
Garlic serrano hummus.
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm digging on that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good on some fish tacos.
Hmm.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't eat fish.
No, but you had it.
I do.
I'm definitely about that hummus, though. That sounds really good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easter's right around the corner. Do you not prepare your traditional Easter hummus?
I don't.
You have hummus anytime. Especially
yeah, exactly.
Hummus is an anytime food.
I don't need a holiday.
You just need a strong blender, because we learned the hard way. Do not use a little Nutribullet. Definitely burnt out.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I didn't realize hummus was that strong.
No. I'm a very lazy bachelor. I would very much just buy regular Sabra. And then mix in this hot sauce.
Nailed it. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I'm not going about getting the chickpeas and all that.
We thought it was going to be cheap in the long run. And if you're producing it in like a ridiculous quantity, it is. But, you know.
Yeah.
For a single household, not so much.
You used what, a whole bottle, Sammy? Or half a bottle?
I think I used like almost 3/4 of the bottle, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was delicious. So definitely, if you guys end up grabbing some, let us know what you use it for, and we'll start making recipes and everything, so.
So since we're talking about food and beer pairings in a little bit, I figured we'd get into just a little bit of a history lesson in terms of some things that have started out from beer and moved on outside of the beer category. And of course, I'm talking about ice cream.
Yeah.
America's oldest brewery. Everybody knows what it is.
Yingling.
Yes. And actually, during... come on.
Boo.
You can boo it all you want.
If you
I'll
go
still
somewhere and there's no craft options, you best
Yingling
believe
is your
I'm
pick.
That's right. Yingling is the baseline. Yingling is... And as a matter of fact, that was the first legal beer I ever had. Was Yingling on my 21st birthday. Yep. Little backstory on me there. That doesn't have anything to do with anything else, but okay. You know.
No, man, it was interesting.
Yingling history. There you go.
There you go.
Adam had a beer.
Not even his first beer, just and his first.
That's going on their
talk about.
That's right. First legal beer.
That's going on their website. In the bullet points. 2003, we ramped up production to 4 million barrels. 2006, Adam had his first legal beer.
That's a lot better than your first beer being Old English 800.
Ooh.
That should not be your first, middle, or last.
Really?
Yeah.
Is legal?
Probably.
That was yours too?
Yeah.
Oldie?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Brothers in Arms.
It was...
Why do you think I have that oldie hoodie that I wear everywhere?
Because it's comfortable as hell?
That too.
That's I mean... I did it like a champ, man, until that fresh morning air hit me the next day.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Not so
never
much.
Never looked back.
So another company that never looked back, that, how do you like that? Exactly. That was fantastic. Was Yuengling. Originally started in 1829, I believe. America's oldest brewery, as everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
During Prohibition, the dark years, as I like to call it, several breweries obviously had to meet or make other ways, you know. They had to keep the doors open somehow. And the Yuengling company actually turned to ice cream. And so they started an ice cream company. Mm-hmm. And after Prohibition, once the brewery was able to start back up and actually produce beer, the Yuengling Ice Cream Company actually split off into its own separate entity. And so if you're familiar with Central Pennsylvania or anything like that, there is a Yuengling Ice Cream Company. And a lot of people think that the Yuengling Beer Company and the Yuengling Ice Cream Company are the same entity. They are not. They are actually completely independent.
Hmm.
That's your tidbit.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So interesting about that, though, is there are a number of craft beer ice cream companies that are around today.
There are.
One of the ones I was reading about was called Frozen Pints.
Huh. Me too.
Yeah. I believe they're like out of Atlanta. And,
man, I was just there.
Yeah. I think they're out of Atlanta. I could be wrong on this.
Probably. And it's Atlanta.
But they have like a number of like craft beer flavors, including like a honey IPA, a brown chip ale. So it's like chocolate chip ice cream, but made with brown
like a brown ale. Okay.
And then a milk chocolate stout.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they all have like a little bit of alcohol in them.
Mm-hmm.
Like between, you know, 1% and 3%.
So just enough to give you a little kick.
Yeah, I don't know if you...
So you have to be 21 years of age to buy it?
I believe so.
Wow.
So something to take it a little bit local, even though it's not craft beer... the Deer Creek Winery in our area, they have wine, ice cream, and sorbet.
Yes.
And those are full of ice cream, and you have to be 21 to buy those. Yes. I got a little tuned up on eating an entire pint by myself, because I'm a fatty and a drunk.
That's how you spend the morning in the mall.
That's a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, it really was. But we bring this up because I want to ask you guys now, one... When are you going to get refrigerated packaging?
That's probably way down the road.
That's phase three.
Yeah.
That's phase 300.
And two, is there any other foodstuffs that maybe you would like to start including that you haven't seen? Or is there anything that you are including soon? Like,
well,
what kind of foodstuffs with craft beer have you guys?
Everything that we've seen, we kind of jumped on and got in touch with those companies and included it. What's that say?
There actually is, speaking of packaging cold stuff, there is a cheese company that makes beer cheese.
Oh.
Like the big blocks of it.
Instead of just the normal beer cheese and pretzels that you get.
But
a little more wholesome.
I don't know how we can package that.
Oh, we can figure that out.
Refrigerated, dry ice.
Dry ice, overnighted.
Look, we've partnered with companies out in Denver. They do IPA chili seasoning, so seasonings out of beer. As far as local here, the Pittsburgh, we work with 412 Barbecue all the time. And whatever brewer we're working with, if we want to feature a barbecue sauce that month, we partner with him. He contacts the brewery. He gets the beer from the brewery, and he makes some really cool sauce. We've done a good one from Stone Brewing, a good one from Southern Tier that he's made locally here in Pittsburgh.
Nice.
You know, and obviously Prohibition Pastries out of Point Breeze, right, Sammy? Is that because sometimes I make up places? terrible
this
geography.
Time you're right.
See, the problem with Pittsburgh is you could probably make up a neighborhood and no one would notice.
They wouldn't notice. Well, the owner, if she hears, she's
the owner.
That's not where I am out of. But she does a phenomenal job. Pretty much every month we partner with her, and she makes a really unique treat out of that brewery's beer if we can get a hold of it here in PA.
So if you had a chance to get a hold of some of that hoppy candy, though, would you put it through?
Oh, yeah.
I actually saw it. I don't know if it's the same company, but I saw Hoppy Candy up at Vintage Estates.
Ah, okay.
Huh.
Yeah, and every piece of candy, like it was like a variety bag, and every piece was a different hop.
Yeah, this one, the one that we work with is a little different. They have a hoppy, a honey ale.
Same company that makes
the same company that does the hot sauce.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the one I saw then is different because it was a different hop. And, like, one was Cascade, one was East Kent
Golding. That's really
cool.
One
was,
Do you remember the name?
I believe it's called Bee Hoppy.
Bee Hoppy. We'll look into them because that sounds like something a lot of our customers will really like.
Yeah. This is it's all hop centric, so Adam would absolutely hate it. But
I do have a question from the Peanut Gallery.
Yeah,
was Fuggle involved?
No.
Well, then
I said you would hate it. One, there's no Fuggle. Two, it's a lot of high alphas.
Yeah,
except for the East Kent.
You know what? That's for the hop heads. You guys go ahead.
Yeah,
they're not growing on you at all. No pale ales. No.
So. When the show first started, I think I had a total of 3 IPAs or double IPAs that I genuinely enjoyed. The list is now up to 5.
Man, the G13 you love too. It's actually a wild IPA.
A wild IPA? Oh,
it has like some crazy.
What's that still peak one?
The juice or
no, evergreen?
Evergreen. That one's a
peak
juniper.
Brewing makes an evergreen
IPA.
Okay,
so more sprucey.
Oh, all right.
Because I am also not an IPA fan, and that is very drinkable.
That G13 though, man, whew. It has like this weird, like I hate sours, but it's not a sour. It's like an IPA that has something that you can't articulate going on.
It's just,
it's amazing.
Different.
It's just different.
So the one thing is with the IPA side of things, so since we're kind of going in that direction, there is I don't know how to put this, but a direction that I wasn't expecting to come out of the woodwork are these New England style IPAs.
Oh, the hazy.
Yeah, every once in a while.
The haze train.
Yeah.
There's a juicy IPA that comes along, and it's just, I want to hate it because it says IPA in the name, but I really can't. I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
So you like New England style IPAs. Is that what you're saying?
I can appreciate them.
They're a lot easier on his tummy.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. If that radio station came on the radio, you're just not changing the channel.
Right,
you're
exactly.
Just working through it. Okay, no, I could appreciate that.
See, I think you need to try like the Pizza Boy, the orange juice one.
I have to.
The White Bronco. Yeah. I think you really enjoy that one, actually.
Everything from Pizza Boy is a hit. I mean, at least...
We're not disagreeing about that, yeah. So.
See, if Sam was here, he would be singing their praises before we even talked about it.
Yeah. He would have introduced the idea of Pizza Boy.
Where are they? More central PA?
They're in Enola, PA, 10 minutes outside of Harrisburg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
So, with all that, I want to ask, is there any foodstuffs, and I'm just going to put it out to everybody, is there any foodstuffs made with craft beer that we haven't seen that we want to see?
So there is one that I know of exists, but I haven't personally seen it.
Okay.
And I know that a road trip is in order.
Yeah.
Cleveland, Ohio.
All right.
Brewnuts Brewery and Bakery.
Okay.
Tell me more.
Donuts made with beer.
Oh, yes. So you said Brewnuts, and I'm thinking like peanuts with beer.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah, no, I'm
going to try. Just lit up.
Wow.
So okay, so all right. Do you have more information? Like, is this in the dough or is it in the frosting?
It is in the dough and in the frosting.
It's both.
Both.
Both nice. Damn. Both damn.
Yeah.
I'm about that.
So whenever we do our road trip to Cleveland this summer, that's going to have to be one of our stops.
When we go see Drinks with Larry and go to the Saucy Brew Company. Yeah.
Can we tag along?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
Road trip.
Well, you guys know I'm down the drive. So.
Yeah, as long as you don't run the map.
I have a really nice GPS because I do not trust one. I actually run multiple GPSs at one time.
Really?
Just so I can compare them.
Wow. Do you make them race each other?
Do you see which one gets you there on the accurate time?
Actually, yes.
Wow, that's how I know
later,
I'm old.
Because you know he still has a detour along the
way. There's a lot of food out there, man.
I understand. It's good. It's just like, that's how I know I'm old, because I never use like any kind of maps and I barely use a GPS.
Really?
Like, I'll just read directions.
Do you just like sniff the dirt and read the wind?
Yeah, I just read directions, get like 3 directions, memorize those, and then when I get close to the end of the 3rd direction, I read the next 3. I don't sit with a machine yelling at me.
I turn the volume off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
see, I know people that listen to it with it on, and it's like, I gotta shut it off when I'm in
the
car. I
just always have to be ready, so if there's like any construction or something comes up, I gotta be ready to rock and roll.
See,
like, take a detour.
See, I'm always ready to just go on an adventure and get lost.
Yeah, I do that, but then I get yelled at, so I don't do that anymore.
Fair enough. If you got other people depending on you,
you gotta play it straight.
Again, lazy bachelor. I can just go off into a dirt road and turn around at somebody's house if I need to.
We've done that multiple times.
We did that once, thinking we were taking a shortcut.
We ended up someone's driveway.
No, the whole time it was this really rich person's driveway. We thought it was like a back road. We pull up, we're like, that's weird. There's a basketball hoop on this road and a house.
It's really like 3 miles of driveway.
Yeah, I was like, well, this is awkward.
Is there any foodstuffs that you guys can think of that, like, you haven't seen? Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of...
Because we're trying to also think what's good that is shippable. So right. We have to have, you know, a moderate shelf life. Obviously, you guys know we have the corner market on beer jellies, beer sauces, beer pastries, cookies, that kind of stuff ships very well. So I don't know if you guys normally leave anything open to the listeners, but if they can... you know, send anything, post anything, something like that. We want to get in touch with more companies that are doing stuff like that and have them featured.
Sure. If anybody out there knows any, like, beer food stuffs that they want to see shipped around or they want to try to get their hands on from First Sip, either email us at hopnationusa@gmail.com or get in touch with them on their Facebook or Instagram.
So I think that would be pretty cool. I love trying.
I'm sure you guys have, like, a contact form on your website too, or
they could just email us directly, Dennis at firsthitbrewbox.com or Sammy SAMMIE at firsthitbrewbox.com.
There you go.
She'll yell at me if I spell it with a Y. Yeah. That was a test.
That was a test.
I was like, uh-oh, here we go.
Awesome. Well, let's get back to this garlic. I'm with it now. I'm with it now. That's this time, the Garlic Serrano Farmhouse.
Perfect.
Really good.
Yeah. Hot sauce.
So not only on the name, but also on the sauce itself. That's a really good sauce. I'm digging on this sauce a lot. It's got that pop. It's got that zing. It's got whatever the other word was that we used.
No, pop and zing.
No, pop and zing.
Zinger, that's yeah. Why was I thinking there was a third one?
Because you had one. And Steve corrected you.
That's right. Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, whatever it is, it's got it. It's got it.
Pizazz. Yeah, it really does.
It has pizzazz.
It has pizzazz. Yes. It stands out.
Yeah.
And it you can actually taste the beer flavor in it.
Yeah, I'm digging on this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other nice thing. It's hot. It is pretty hot. Mm-hmm. But it's not so hot that you can't taste the flavors.
Right. It's not obnoxious.
It actually means a lot with Steve saying that it's hot. Because that
true.
He can handle hot.
Well, I guess I'm giving it to... I can be objective.
Ah, that's what you're doing.
It's not hot for me. I would probably eat this.
Start ripping shooters.
Right.
So if you're out of a bottle of water, you're drinking the garlic Serrano.
Right. Yeah, I'll mix that in with my water like a Mio. I don't care.
That's actually kind of interesting.
Okay. But yeah, no, it is good. I do think it would be for the average taster. It would be hot because it is also hotter than that sriracha we had in the first episode.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that for sure.
Yeah, I'm just trying to give a little baseline for somebody. but yeah, that was really good.
So what do you say we take another break?
Another break. Come back with a game?
Okay.
Yeah. I got a game for you guys.
And more importantly, another sauce.
And more importantly, another sauce.
Because we're 2 for 2 and I'm looking forward to going 3 for 3.
Hell yeah.
Huh.
I don't see, that's what I like about this episode. I don't think we could have gone wrong.
No, no.
Sometimes we get a bad beer. I've never had bad hot sauce.
Nope. That's true.
Nope. That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
So right. With that, we'll be right back, Hop Nation, with segment 3.
This is Murderous Minors, Killer Kids, bringing you the frightening and truly insane tales of children with the thirst to kill. Kindergarten through 12th grade murderers. True stories thoroughly researched. Join us weekly for new tales of parents' worst nightmares on Murderous Minors, Killer Kids.
Nation, you're back with segment 3 on episode 53 of the year 2 of the year 2018 of what else?
The AD?
AD of the week of March.
Ish?
Ish.
Yeah.
Don't want to date it too much.
No. March, April, May, whenever you're listening to this.
Yeah, but we're back here with our friends from First Sip Brew Box, and we're trying out hot sauces that have been brewed. I guess it's brewed or cooked.
Created?
Yeah, created.
Like created. There you
yeah,
go.
That's I like good, brewed. Yeah, brewed. Yeah, you want to say brewed, it's but catchy. Yeah, they've been brewed with craft beer. So we'll turn it back over to Dennis, and he'll give us the rundown on hot sauce number 3.
All right, guys. Next one we're dipping into is my personal favorite. It's a roasty chipotle. I'm team chipotle all day. So this one is going to be made with a pale ale. And if you've been listening since the garlic hot sauce, there is no vitamin C. So if you are suffering from scurvy, do not choose this hot sauce. However, if you love good tasting sauces, choose this one all day. I'm excited to dip into this.
So far, that garlic one has everything. It has garlic, it has hot, it has the beer taste, and it'll cure your scurvy.
And it's good.
That's true.
And it's good. Well, it's good. It's good. And it's good, but yeah.
It's good and practical.
So yeah, it's a five-way threat in that way.
Yeah.
But let's see how this chipotle stacks up.
Oh, before I pour it, let's get a good smell in.
Oh, wow, that's smoky as hell. But I think I might have smelled a little bit of hop.
Ooh.
Yeah. I might have smelled a little bit of hop on that.
The anticipation is killing me.
Oh, I just want to... Never mind.
See, now that one poured, that one seemed to pour out thicker than everything else so far.
Yeah, definitely a bit thicker. So a little bit different recipe style.
Yeah. Yeah, so this hot sauce is really good. It's super flavorful.
Very smoky.
Yeah, definitely got that smoky flavor. I do get a little bit of the hop on it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of hidden, but it's there.
You got to find it. You got to find it. But no, I enjoy it. Even if this didn't have the beer in it. It's a good sauce to begin with.
Yeah.
And then you've got that extra layer in there, and that just right.
Yeah, just right. I would say it's worth noting it's less hot than the garlic one.
It is, but it's definitely a little bit warmer than what the sriracha was.
Yeah, yeah, it's warmer than the sriracha. This is probably perfect for if you're getting, like, pulled pork with people.
Mm. There you go. Okay.
And everybody's got their own little pulled pork sandwich. This is perfect for the person who wants to kick theirs up a little bit more.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's not going to punch you in the mouth, but it still has a little bit of that heat residue to it as well. It's similar to what the garlic one did.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm digging on this one.
I think it actually has a little bit more heat residue. Like, mine is still sitting on my palate.
Mm. I still taste the garlic.
Oh, yeah, you're a garlic fiend.
I am.
You've been over there.
You love garlic. Pretty sure you have your own hidden bowl of garlic.
I gave it to Adam.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm in agreement with Sammy. It's not as hot. It's not as...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't feel the heat from this one as much. But, meh.
It's still good.
Still good.
Line.
Yeah.
I'd say we went 3 for 3 on these.
Oh, absolutely. Again, we've already said there's no bad hot sauce that we found. If somebody wants to send us a bad hot sauce, though...
Please don't.
I mean...
No, do.
Do.
Do
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Do. It's still free. But, you know, prove us wrong and, you know, show us there is a bad hot sauce.
Safe. Make sure it's safe.
It has to be FDA approved. Yeah. It can't just be.
Yeah, don't just send
Sharpie on a bottle because that could be anything.
Yeah, just don't spit in a bottle.
Yeah, or a Ziploc bag is what I'm saying. A Ziploc bag that's just a Sharpie that says hot sauce on it. I'm not going to try that.
And then in parentheses, I promise.
With a winky face.
Who puts emojis on a Ziploc bag?
Who labels with emojis? Son of a bitch. I'm not eating this.
The future is now.
Damn millennials.
Well, we've reached the third segment, and that means it's time for fun. Time for games.
I like fun, and I like games.
Well, I have a fun game for you guys.
Okay.
But this one's going to come with a punishment. To be revealed at the end of the game.
Okay. All right. So it may or may not be a hurricane.
Sweet baby Jesus.
I can tell you it's not a hurricane.
Okay.
What I can tell you is being that it's thematic, being that we've been trying
thematic.
We've been trying hot sauces all episode, so it'll be thematic to that.
Okay.
But the game we're going to play is called Higher and Lower. And what this is based off of is we all know that peppers come on the Scoville scale.
Yes.
The Scoville scale, for people who don't know, is the rating in which how hot a pepper is. And so with this, I've taken the Scoville scale and I've taken some information from a website run by Cayenne Diane.
That's an awesome
name.
That
sounds pretty official.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue with her.
I actually get my weather from that site.
Right. She's full of information. I totally, endorsed Cayenne Diane's website.
And 5 out of 5 stars.
And all her pepper knowledge that helped me bring this game together. But what we're going to do is I'm going to give you one pepper, And then I'm going to give you another pepper. And then okay. I want you to tell me, is the second pepper higher or lower on the Scoville scale?
Okay. Oof.
And I'm just going to give it around. You know, we're going to go around the horn. And we're just going to see who can get the most points by the end of the round. And okay. I do have a tiebreaker as well, if right. need be.
Okay.
If I feel, need be.
I feel confident,
yeah.
but
yeah. Bring
been,
it on.
I've been wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going with some luck.
So the first pairing of peppers is we have the habanero pepper. Pretty common. Everybody mm-hmm. knows that one. And then we have the Scotch bonnet.
Here we go.
So I'm going to start with Dennis. Which one is higher or lower?
Can you tell me the origin of the Scotch bonnet pepper?
The Scotch bonnet is actually a pepper from Jamaica.
I'm going with the Scotch bonnet. Okay. They like things pretty hot.
All right, yeah. Scotch bonnet has Jamaican origins. And the habanero actually has origins in South America as well as the Caribbean, depending on which variety.
Mm.
Yeah.
Scotch bonnet's my pick.
So I will say that the Scotch bonnet is lower.
Okay.
Whew.
Okay. And Sam,
I gotta win this somehow. So
yeah, we're, I gotta go. Hey, that's, hey, that's right. a bank.
I am
yeah.
also gonna say that the Scotch bonnet is lower.
Okay.
I swear, if this is one of those trick questions.
Well, Dennis, you just called it. It's a trick question. The Scotch bonnet and the habanero are actually exactly the same.
No,
really?
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty easily duped. So. Yeah, I'm not
surprised. They both register at 350 to 500,000 Scovilles.
Huh.
Yeah.
So nobody gets points.
No, nobody gets points this round, so everybody's A-okay.
Is this a practice round?
Yeah, more or less. You can think of it that way.
Dennis loves practice rounds.
I love practice rounds. I love grading on a curve.
So. You can definitely consider this one a practice round.
All right. Nailed it. That's not my
So we'll get into our first round, and I can guarantee the rest of them, none of them are ties, none of them are tricks.
Okay, all right.
The rest of them actually do differentiate on the scale. I'm going to start again with Dennis, because we just did a practice round. You have the 7-pot bubblegum or the devil's tongue.
Which one's higher in the Scoville scale?
Yeah, right? Which one is higher?
Yes.
Which one's lower?
It better be the devil's tongue. Has to be higher.
Okay, Dennis is going devil's tongue.
I'm going to stick with my plan. I'm going lower.
So you're saying 7-pot bubblegum
is hotter than the devil's tongue.
Okay.
Yes.
And Sammy?
I'm going to go the bubblegum one is higher.
Adam and Sammy get the point.
Yeah, buddy.
It was a trick.
Yeah.
It's devil's tongue.
Right.
That has to be hot.
So just a little information on the two of them. The 7-pot bubblegum is a variant of the 7-pot Trinidad pepper.
Which is a son of a bitch.
Yes. The reason why it's called 7-pot is because it's hot enough to flavor 7 pots of chili.
Ah.
Like one pepper, 7 pots.
One pepper, yeah. Because it clocks in at 1 million Scovilles.
Wow.
You're right.
That's obnoxious.
Short of the Carolina Reaper, but still incredibly hot. The Devil's Tongue, on the other hand, only clocks in at 325,000.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, so again, it's in that habanero Scotch bonnet range.
Him's just a little guy.
Yeah, him's just a little guy. And interestingly, that is a pepper that was developed in Pennsylvania. It was grown by Amish farmers.
I did not know
that. Wait. The 7-pot bubblegum?
No. The devil's tongue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the devil's tongue was grown by Amish farmers in Pennsylvania around the mid-90s.
Can the 7-pot bubblegum be imported here? Do you know?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm curious. Yeah, I'm sure it can. Yeah, it's just a variant of the 7-pot Trinidadian.
Dennis is thinking how many pots of chili he can make.
Because I can eat a lot of pots of chili.
It's also related to the Trinidad scorpion pepper. So,
oh, man.
Yeah. Just to give you an idea. All right, so we're at 1 point for Adam, 1 point for Sammy, and Dennis has yet to get on the board.
Told you, easily duped. But then again, not all heroes wear capes. So.
All right, so our next round. I'm going to start with Adam on this one.
Sure.
Thank God.
The first pepper is the Guyana Weary Weary pepper, and the second pepper is the Trinidad perfume.
Which is higher, which is lower.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that the... What was the name of the first one?
The Guyana Weary Weary pepper.
I'm going to say that the Guyana Weary Weary is the lower of the two.
Okay. Sammy?
I'm going to say the Weary Weary is higher of the two.
All right.
Perfume, definitely higher.
Perfume is
if
higher.
If I learned anything from the last round.
So Adam and Dennis are going with the Trinidad perfume as being the hotter pepper.
Correct.
All right. That is the lesser of the peppers.
Oh.
So Sammy is now in the lead with 2 points.
I really don't know how I made it this far.
I win everything.
So the Guyana Weary Weary pepper is from the South American country, Guyana. Mm-hmm. It clocks in at about 350,000 Scoville.
So it's no slouch.
Yeah, it actually resembles the look of a cherry bomb.
Okay.
Huh. Like, yeah, it looks like a red cherry bomb with a green wick on it.
Okay.
But the Trinidad perfume is a relative of the habanero pepper, but it only clocks in at 500.
500.
500.
500 flat. Not 500,000.
Like, is there something that's more, that everyone knows that you can compare that to? Is that like a jalapeno?
That's like less than a jalapeno.
Yeah, that's less than a jalapeno. That's down in pepper.
So maybe that's what's in this Asian sriracha.
Yeah, maybe. This is down in the, like, the pepperoncini.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a very, very easy, mild pepper.
I need to set my pepper game up, man.
Well, here's your chance. You can possibly tie Adam.
So what you're saying is Sammy's out of my reach.
Yes. Yeah, basically this has come down to Adam can win, or Adam can tie if Sammy doesn't get this one. Mm-hmm. Sammy can outright win if she gets this right, because she'll have 3 points.
Okay.
Essentially, you guys are playing...
For second place.
Second place, all and right. Who is going to get punished.
Okay.
I feel like if you tie Adam, you are going to take the punishment with him. Adam, you can maybe save yourself with this one.
Let's see how this goes.
Yeah. So I'm going to start with Sammy on this one. Your choices are the Melrose pepper or the Bulgarian carrot. The
Bulgarian carrot?
Yeah.
Where's the origin of the Melrose?
So the Melrose is... Its original origins are Italy, but it was brought over to America and was found in Melrose Park outside of Chicago.
Hmm. Where is the Bulgarian carrot from?
From behind the Iron Curtain.
Just wish there was a clue in the name.
I've never heard of that country carrot.
I know why. It's Carrot.
Carrot. Oh, I apologize.
I think it's a K.
I'm going to go with the Melrose.
So you're saying the Melrose is hotter?
Yeah.
Okay. Dennis.
Carrot all day, baby. Everyone knows the Carrot with a K is hotter.
Carrot with a K is hotter. It's not. That's not the way it is. But there's no K, but okay.
The way it is this round.
You know what? I'm gonna stick with the Bulgarian carrot as well.
You're going Bulgarian carrot is hotter.
Yes.
And this time, Dennis and Adam are correct.
Oh, boom. Man. Nailed it.
So, that brings us to... So, Dennis has 1 point, Adam has 2 points, and Sammy has 2 points.
Boom.
So, with that, we've decided that Dennis is in league for a punishment.
Why was I so happy?
But you got a
you
point.
Got one right.
You got a point.
You got one right.
So, all
right. We'll come back to you and your punishment. But I guess because now we have a tie between Adam and Sammy, we should try to figure out who the champion is.
You should spice this up a little bit, no pun intended. Whoever gets it wrong, they actually get a point subtracted.
Mmm.
Ooh.
Calling an audible.
Just because you want another tie.
No, because I don't want to be alone.
He doesn't want to be alone. He doesn't want to be alone in his punishment.
I'm a social creature.
if you guys are agreeing to that, if you can agree to that.
I'll agree to that.
Okay.
Oh, I'll agree to that.
All right. Your tiebreaker question is... In 2017, the Carolina Reaper was supplanted as the hottest pepper in the world by Pepper X, developed by Ed down at Puckerbutt.
Which is a fantastic name.
Puckerbutt Pepper Farm.
Jesus.
That's a damn name there.
I know.
Puckerbutt
Pepper Farm. Oh, yeah. Famous for growing their Carolina Reapers, and they supplanted their own heat with a brand new pepper, and it's known as Pepper X. According to Wikipedia, as it's not an official record at this moment, what is the Scoville on Pepper X? I'm going to give it to Adam since he was first, well, to lose, really.
That's the story of my life, yeah. Really, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You were first loser. Yeah. Gee, thanks.
I'm just sorry. It took you longer to get the 2 points than Sammy. So.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
You have a great personality.
So why don't you go ahead and give us your guess?
I will go with 3.25 million Scoville units.
3.25 million?
Yes.
Okay. Sammy.
I'm going to go with 2 million units.
$2 million flat on the Scoville units.
Now, before we reveal, are Price is Right rules in effect?
Which means closest, right?
Without going over.
Without going over.
Do you want them in effect?
I think that would make more sense.
You want them in effect?
Yeah.
All right, then you just lost.
That's fine.
Wow.
You just called that on yourself.
That's fine.
So,
hey, rules is rules.
What was it? $3 million, I bet.
Right about there. It's 3.1.
Do it.
You were close.
Yeah.
That's all right.
You were pretty close.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a social creature. I don't want you to be alone.
I appreciate that, man. I got someone in my corner.
So, yeah, Pepper X is currently valued at $3.1 million. They're waiting for the official records to come in, and that may change a little bit. So it may reach up to 3.2.
So if it goes to 3.251...
Yeah.
I think we need to revisit this.
We'll revisit it, maybe.
If you guys call us back over, I will lose again.
So with that, though, Adam loses the point. Sammy is now the champion of higher or lower the hot pepper game.
And I want to make a note that I know nothing about peppers.
And I'm really good at bringing someone down with me.
Dennis is good at convincing people to make bad decisions. Although Adam
actually
made
my specialty.
Actually very good at it.
Adam made his own bad decision because he put the Price is Right rules in effect.
Self-destructive nature.
I know, but hey, that's the way things operate.
It actually made more sense doing it that way. So that was a good call on your part.
So with that... you guys are going to have the punishment after the show.
That's fine.
And we're going to take a little bit of video, put it up on our Instagram and such for other people to see.
You didn't tell him that beforehand.
I'm sorry.
My face isn't made for video. I'm definitely more of a radio guy.
Don't worry. Why do you think we do a podcast? Yeah.
But what we have in store for you is we, as homebrewers, Adam and I, have brewed a pepper beer. That is brewed with the Carolina Reaper pepper.
Oh, boy. Well, good thing I brought my Tums.
Yeah. So this one is not only based off of Carolina Reaper in the mash, but it also had a hot tincture that was extracted from the pepper.
It was awful in the kitchen.
It smelled like death. And
it made your eyes water?
Oh,
it did.
It made your eyes water, made your nose burn. It
made you question some life decisions.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's how I live my life. Not questioning life decisions, because Sammy, I'm going to marry you at some point. But I meant spiciness.
But we have that coming up for you guys later. For now, I think we can just get back to the nice Chipotle Smoky Pale Ale hot sauce.
Well done. Well done. That's I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the sauce.
Yes, it's well done. The sauce was well done.
Yeah.
you saw the look of hope in Steve's eyes. Adam was giving me a compliment.
Dream crushed.
Good?
You retracted that so quickly. I love it.
Dream crushed. Yeah, I really like this hot sauce as well. I think it. I can't say it's better than anything. I can't say it's worse than anything that we've had tonight.
Well, it's good in its own. Its own lane.
Right. So far, what I've found is everything has a different use to them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which means when we go to the podium, it's going to be really hard to...
Right.
There's no apples to apples.
Right.
They all excel in their own category.
Yeah.
The sriracha and the chili base, the chipotle and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all killer. Adam, what do you...
So,
any more?
No, I was just going to go straight to the podium at this point.
Okay. I can go podium.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's the podium?
No. It's a metaphorical podium. You've done the show. Come on.
Well, there's video now. I didn't know.
Don't worry. I didn't know that either. So
it's all about that. It's all about that marketing. It will be good for both of us.
So I'll jump on the podium first with my sauces. The first... and there's the problem. You're right. I can't go third, second, first.
Right.
But if I had the three lined up in front of me, if I had to make a choice, I think the third place would go to the sriracha sauce. I really liked it. It's a party mode sauce.
Yeah.
But it didn't really have the kick that the other two did. And when I have a hot sauce, I kind of like I have a little bit of kick. Really good sauce, and I'm gonna enjoy more of it. But I like a little bit of kick too. In second place, I'm actually gonna put the chipotle. In second place, I know Dennis, I know that kills you on the inside.
Steve, don't let me down.
But it's just that garlic sauce had just that right amount of kick to it. It kicked. It had that flavor. It stayed just a little bit just to remind you, hey, this is a hot sauce. Fantastic all around. But like I said, there wasn't a bad one in a bunch.
So for me, I'm going to go kind of similar. I can easily put that sriracha in the bronze. That's a little easier for me, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Is because that was the only one of the three that I didn't get any really beer flavor out of.
A solid point.
Yeah.
Which is the point of tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Right. I mean, it's kind of the point sense. Of the sauce. I mean, it's still a good sauce. I think it would make excellent for, again, any kind of party usage, because anybody can have it without getting too, you know, burned up about it.
Right. Wow.
I'm going to put the garlic in silver. I thought it was a really good sauce. It has that farmhouse taste to it, but I'm not the biggest farmhouse flavor guy. And I don't think it was as versatile as the chipotle. The chipotle, as Dennis has kind of whispered into the mic over and over, that's a super versatile hot sauce that you can put it on pretty much anything. Like, that's wings, that's barbecue, that's everything. I can put it on burger, you know, just on
the
and
on. The list goes on.
Yeah, yeah, just on and on. You know food. It goes on food.
Sometimes it's straight out of the bottle, too. Yeah.
So, you know, Dennis and Sammy, you guys feel free to rank yours.
Yeah, absolutely. So I definitely agree. The sriracha. Now, here's the thing. If you love the chipotle or the garlic, I would still snag a sriracha because not everyone loves something spicy. I think that's a good compliment. But for me personally, sriracha being in third, garlic in second, roasted chipotle being number one, like Steve was saying, super versatile. You can pull it out of the fridge. I've been known to toss it on some macaroni and cheese, do a really good chipotle mac, toss it on pizza. Anytime that you're having something that just can use a little upbringing, you know, just toss that roasted chipotle on there. That's Killer. What I got. Sammy, what?
And to
what
our pepper champ.
Pepper champ, who knows pepper nothing champ. About peppers.
Good guesser, though. Sauce. Really good
I'm
guesser.
Very good guesser. I'm going to have to side with Adam on this one. I think, like everyone has said, you know, number three is the sriracha. It's there. It's your party hot sauce. For me, the smoky chipotle is good. But the garlic is number one, and I'm going to have to disagree with Steve. You can't put the garlic serrano on everything, even your burgers.
No, you can definitely put it on everything, but on something
garlic
so chipotle would taste better.
Garlic is good on everything. Yeah.
It does. It's good. And 4% vitamin C. So again, if any of you...
So it's the overall winner.
Seafarers are out
winner.
There.
It wins by 4%.
Crossing
the... So I'll just say I win the night. Just throw it at that.
That's not possible.
And just to make mention of the Neshaminy Creek, Imperial Chocolate Mud Bank in... Yeah, chocolate stout.
It's really good.
It's a really good beer. It definitely paired well with the hot sauces, too.
Yeah, that was the gold medal beer of the night.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
It won hands down.
Not many names out there with Mudbank can I actually have multiple of. That one was so smooth and tasty. I can honestly have a few of those.
And it's got that fuggle.
It has the Fuggle.
I Fuggle
that, got that Fuggle.
How about that?
I didn't know the friggin' Fuggle existed until tonight. So I appreciate that knowledge.
You haven't brewed with us enough.
No.
Rarely do we use anything else.
That could be a little foreshadowing. Maybe a collaboration brew.
There you go.
Hobnation first works. Sip.
We can do that.
Fuggles involved, the peppers involved, the
Count
choosing.
Me in.
Oh, man.
Count me
We're
in.
Down.
And then we can include the recipe in your first sip brew box as it goes out monthly.
That can happen.
I'm digging it.
That can happen for sure.
Cool. With that, though, why don't you give out some actual, you know, real plugs instead of just me plugging things that haven't happened?
No, future plugs. I think those are incredibly important.
Plugging for the future.
FirstSipBrewBox.com. We're getting our new website launch, new logos, all that good stuff. As of right now, you can find us on FirstSipBrewBox.CrateJoy.com. You can also just hit us up on social media, our Twitter at First Sip Brew Box, Instagram at First Sip Brew Box, Facebook First Sip Brew Box. Pretty, I think you guys see a common theme here.
Oh, yes.
You
Keep
can
that
find
branding
us.
The same.
Our SEO is strong. Just pop it into Google. You'll find us. And I look forward to hearing from you guys for sure. And if you let me know that you heard from us from this podcast, I'm going to hook you guys up with some special swag. So.
Right on.
Hop Nation USA business cards.
That would for sure be in there.
You get a business card from a show you already listened to.
Who knows, guys? Hit us up. We just invested in a big heating press, add on to our branding business. We might even make you some personal Hop Nation USA gear. So.
Nice.
Right on.
I say we can sign business cards, and they could be, you know, like hero cards.
Hero cards.
You know, like baseball cards. That way they'll be worth something someday.
You know, I'm pretty okay with Photoshop. Why don't I just make us actual hero cards instead of using a dirty business card?
Well, if we're going to make Hop Nation baseball cards, can I be Jose Canseco?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
All right. And with that, speaking of strong SEO, for our social medias, all you have to do is search Hop Nation USA, and that'll get you Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you want to listen to brand new episodes of the Hop Nation USA podcast, just search, again, Hop Nation USA on Stitcher, Podbean, Google Music Play, and iTunes. If you're on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review because...
we are a 5-star show.
Indeed we are, Adam.
Agreed.
And if you're looking for features and reviews, just go on to hopnationusa.com and you can find all kinds of things that you don't hear on the show. That's all I got. Thanks for coming out again, guys.
Yes,
we appreciate it.
Yeah.
This has been a great time.
Yeah.
And I don't think it'll be the last. We're going to have you guys back again.
Yeah. For all you guys out there, if you're zippering up your jacket, be careful.
Careful with your jackets.
And you're not a mice.
Careful with your jackets and your GPSs, people.
It's a dangerous world out there.
Skynet.
So with that, thank you, Hop Nation. And we will see you next week.